Just to clarify, these views that we speak of on our podcast are 100% our own and not those associated to anyone from Luton Town Football Club. Thank you very much.
Hello and welcome to Owen the Town. Another away disappointment as we travel up to Molineux, return with nothing again as Wolves took all 3 points in a 2-1 win. Do I sound a bit depressed? I feel a bit depressed about that. We're going to discuss the game in a bit more detail as usual. 3 games to go though, and despite the rhetoric from the likes of Garth Crooks, we're still in it, mate, and we're still in with a shout of survival, I would say. We ask you guys, can we make another Luton great escape, and would this one be the greatest of all? We're going to get your views on that. Of course, we've got your 3-word reviews as well, and much, much more as usual. And with me tonight, we've got Steve and Darren. Thanks for coming up, boys.
Hello, Dave.
Hello.
How was your
week? Darren.
Hello.
Right.
What?
Steve's on Britain's Got Talent next week. He's cleaning. That's what he's doing. Nice to see you come up. I mean, another disappointing weekend, really, for that. As you know, as we've already said, I was going there with all hope, Steve, and
yeah,
it just didn't transpire.
It was a long journey. I was really disappointed Saturday. I have to say, I was really disappointed. I felt that we needed to get something out of it, and for large parts of it, to me, we didn't look like it.
Darren, I truly believe that we could win at Wolves. Would you feel the same before the game went on?
Possibly. But I think a couple of weeks ago, we had the 5 games going. It's like, after Man City game, 5 to go. Then we had the Brentford. We go, it can't be that bad. Surely this is the one. Obviously not.
You're just making me depressed again, aren't you? Do you just come up to torment me, you two?
Ideally, yeah.
I'm wearing black for a reason, Dave.
Oh, okay.
Is it because it's slimming?
Yes.
Doesn't work.
Just before we talk about in a bit more depth about the game, today, obviously, the Premier League have announced this spending cap, which is I don't know what to make of it.
Well, it's an opportunity to talk about it more, isn't it? That's all they've agreed today.
Yeah, but if you look at it and you look at the amount of money that the lowest earner from TV rights was in the season before we come up, that was Southampton.
Mm.
They earned 104 million. So by their rights, it's 4 times that, right?
Well, yeah. I mean,
Five times that.
So well, much. I've not heard the 5 times thing. I say, at the time of recording, it broke on the Monday. On the way home with the Radio 1, Radio 5, it said we don't know what the multiplying factor is.
Well, they've issued a statement that said in the region of 5 times.
Right.
So if you put it that one, Manchester City that season spent £619.5 million. So they would be well over the cap, but they won't give a crap, will they? They'll just take the points deduction.
Well, and that's if it's even going to be a points deduction.
What else can it be? Because they've done the same to Everton and they've done the same to Forest.
Well, no, I think that's why they're changing it all.
And Leicester City,
it's going to be fines, isn't it? Aren't they saying right? This is the last season where points deductions are hoping to move forward with fines.
What's the point in fining a state-funded football club?
That's gone well over £500 million.
Jesus, that's probably limit. What their float is in their petty cash.
Yeah.
You know, it's just ridiculous.
And no deterrent, which is what they're trying to do, trying to get clubs to be run more like, more like we are.
Mm.
It's an astronomical amount of money, isn't it?
It's unthinkable, isn't it? When you think about Chelsea this season spending, in 2 seasons, £1 billion.
Yeah, I think you were saying, Dave, that Man City went over it that season with Southampton. So obviously last season.
Yeah.
So obviously they've kept within the, well, apparently kept within the financial fair play this year. But I think only two clubs, if it was this year, is it Chelsea and Man United? I think the only two clubs that would have gone over that amount this year.
And surprise, surprise, two of the clubs that didn't vote in favour of it, Manchester United, Chelsea chose not to vote. Mm. Well, there you go, because they're guilty, aren't they? And Manchester City and Aston Villa chose to not back it. All of those, aren't they? Aren't they all Americans? Apart from Manchester City, Man United have got American funding.
Yep.
Has Villa got American funding?
Believe so. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Can you not? And Chelsea, where's Chelsea's funding come from?
That's American, isn't it?
Right. Mm. Would it surprise you if in the next round of stupid new rules they got, if they said, right, we want to take the Premier League, we want to take that, you know, we talked about the 39th game before,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
But they'll take a regular season game there. They'll take the top six and they'll go, come on, we're going to have a regular season week in United States or in Australia or in Saudi Arabia or wherever they want to go.
100%. That's where it's going, Dave.
And when it goes that way, they can stick the Premier League where the sun don't shine.
Manchester.
As long as we're... Yeah, Manchester doesn't shine there. We'll wait to see how that develops, I think. And, you know, you just can't tell where things are going to go forward. We need to talk about the game on Saturday. So we'll start with your three-word reviews as normal. Philip says, disappointing performance again. Mark, the same old story. Gideon, hello to you. Crumbling under pressure. And then he's written a four-word review of Jacob. So I'm just going to say, it says, love you, producer Jacob.
Sean, so that's concerning.
Well... Yeah, to be fair, Gideon hasn't met Jacob, so you know, let's go with that. Sean, not quite there. Chris, we're finishing 19th. Steve, lack of urgency. Eddie, welcome back, Elijah. Graham, championship is better. Keith, not over yet. And Fraser, three cup finals. As usual, fellas, what are you going to take out of that?
Go on, Darren.
I'll go with, at the top there, I'll go with Philip. Disappointing performance again. I think at this stage, again, I go back to that 2 weeks ago, five games to go.
It has
five,
to be now.
Five cup finals. And then it's four cup finals. Actually, phrase at the bottom, three cup finals. Well, you know, it's going to be none soon.
But Forest keep us sort of, just keep us interested,
just
didn't
about.
They?
I just think, okay, Everton have pushed on, haven't they? And, and actually, you look at their performances, it's great. Look, Burnley are playing decent at the moment.
Yeah, Burnley are in form.
Forest gave Man City a pretty decent game yesterday as well. And why us? At this stage of the season, why have we gone off the boil? Just when we were like, through the Man City game, five games ago, now we go for it, now we stay up, and we've had two awful games in a row.
Yeah, yeah. They're exhausted. I don't know. That just didn't look right.
You can't tell me they're not up for it. They're clearly
going to be up
for it.
Oh no, of course they're not. Of course they're not. They're trying their absolute utmost, but maybe they're just not up to that level.
Last game of the season, Burnley Forest could be a real swing on that one. Just let's look at that. Newcastle at home. Burnley have got Newcastle at home. Spurs away. Obviously, we know who we've got: Forest, Sheffield United, Chelsea, and Burnley. So you know it's not done. It's still there. We'll get to that in a bit. Let's talk about the game for a little bit. I mean, I went there...
My three-word choice would be welcome back, Elijah.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about you, Steve.
That's okay. I would as well.
Yeah. Welcome back, Elijah. He looked strong, didn't he, when he
came out? I mean, it was only 20 minutes. We don't know what level of fitness he's got in him, but just a bit more tempo, a bit more directness, and...
He just looked like a Premier League... You know what? I don't want to diss the team because, you know, I think this team has been fantastic for us. So, you know, we're not quite made it yet, but... When he come on, you thought, oh, he's a Premier League player. You could see it straight away.
He's a handful. They were concerned about him, and you know he did force the issue.
Still disappointing, though. Very much. Very well supported away, although the noise wasn't as loud as we'd like it to be.
No, but you know we were talking about it before we come on air. It was a long, sort of fairly sort of narrow, but it was the whole length of the pitch. So you know you've got songs starting in one corner, then in the middle, then up at the other corner, but it never really... sort of got together, which makes that wonderful day at Notts County a few seasons ago even more remarkable because that was the whole length of the pitch and it was just, you know,
different type of stand though with the lid on it.
But no, it didn't get
it's a bit
going.
Of a Lego brick stadium, isn't it?
Do you know,
it's all over the place.
It could be Lego, you're not wrong.
Yeah, do you know, but you know, people say about Luton's ground and that's fine, people can say what they want because we don't care because we love it, but I thought Molineux was crap. It just looked like four different stands from different decades that they'd got on eBay, and but there was no flow to it. I thought it was an awful ground.
I remember back in the day when they started renovating Molineux, and it was in the local. It was in the Shoot magazine. I remember looking at that new stadium, and they built the very first huge stand, and they moved the pitch away from it, and then they've developed on from that. It has the possibility of being a fantastic stadium. To be fair.
But it isn't.
I tell you what I did love about it before we go on was the graphics of their wolf and the eyes that they put on the screen. I know it's a little tiny thing. Looked amazing.
Okay.
Looked amazing.
Was that how bad the game was, Dave?
little things, yeah. Eh?
No, it was pre-match. I was just watching their pre-match stuff, and I just thought that was the classiest thing they did. The rest of it, hi-ho, silver lining. You know, they sing one bloody line to that. Anyway, we digress. I didn't want to talk about the football, did I? One change from when we played Brentford, Hashi in for Gabore. Gabore's long-term injured now, and we're probably not going to see him in a Luton shirt again.
No.
Whether he comes back is another matter. Who knows?
Well, you got to think, mate, because he's not going to be anywhere near the Man City team, and I would be surprised.
How much they're going to want for Gabore?
I don't know. That I haven't got a clue about, but I can't see many Premier League clubs coming in for him.
Well, he's not had a bad season, has he?
He's not had a bad season.
The second half of the season, I was among many others, I think at the start I was questioning his ability.
Mm.
He did come on, and it's a shame we haven't got him for these last few games, but is he worth 5 million?
Well, I think they might want more from him.
You reckon?
I mean, hell, do you know what? There's the other thing I just can't get it in my head how we can value players. Someone asked me the other day, what would you value Morris at? What would you value Carl Morris at right now?
He's got double figures in the Premier League. You know, Andre Ayew has made a living out of that, and he's gone for however many millions.
Mm.
How old's Morris? Is he 29?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a difficult
one, isn't it?
8 million.
You say 8 million.
Mm.
What about yourself? Just out of interest, I have no idea, right?
We would probably get 4 for him if someone came in, but to us, he's worth an awful lot more than that. But Elijah, to me, if someone comes in for him, you know, we should be really sort of digging our heels in and getting, I don't know, 10, 15, 20, something like that.
When Ivan Toney went to Brentford,
mm.
he hadn't ever played. He came from League One to Brentford.
Mm.
And then he'd gone to where he is now. And they sold him, I think, for about, I might be wrong on this, but and I know someone will correct me, but around £9-10 million plus add-ons before he'd played a game. I would suggest to you that if we could sell now, which I don't want them to do, of course, Morris could get double figures easily.
Yeah. We have to take this opportunity of being in the Premier League to demand high money for players that we can sort of under contract and that. But we've never got massive money for players.
But there's the point, Steve.
Yeah,
we're Premier
we're
League now. For another three games at least, we're Premier League. And these players have been in the Premier League and some of them have done a really good job.
Mengi won't be cheap if someone wants him.
Well, if...
Because I think he's been exceptional.
Yeah. If we haven't tied him up for a really good deal
and
a really good sell-on, then we're silly.
Yeah.
Because you're right. He should be in the Manchester United team without a shadow of a doubt. They should never let him go.
No.
Game started quite quickly, I think, on Saturday. And I think we had the first glorious chance, Darren. You know, the shot from...
Barkley.
And the move up to that. Look, Hashi's... And I know you're going to talk about him in a bit, but Hashi's had some issues recently. I think he's been chucked in at the deep end. I think there's a player there. There's definitely a player there. Maybe just not quite ready right now. He's just sometimes. But he started that move off, though.
Yeah, and he's probably at the moment looking better going forwards than at the back, Hashi. And that started from him coming over the halfway line. Little ball into Clicko, who... Clicko's doing bits, isn't he? And then was it Chong, I think? But...
Yeah.
It ends up coming out to Barkley, doesn't it? And that was sort of Barkley of old, actually, because sometimes he could probably be guilty of not shooting enough from outside the box with his calibre of right foot. But that was a hell of a hit.
Yeah, so he just sort of stepped inside nicely. But he can do that both ways, as we've seen, and got a decent shot off, yeah. Mm. But you're right about Clark. Clark can sort of go either way, you know, without hardly any difference in his sort of body language or anything. So he's really difficult to judge which way he's going to go, and that's really good.
Yeah, and it was good. It was sort of a positive start, and you think, oh, okay, here we go.
Well, exactly that. Okay, here we go. And I was thinking, well, great start. Let's keep this up. And then we just fell back, and I thought, we just had to soak up pressure. That's how it felt. I don't remember, it was Colton Morris, but I don't... It was a good header from him.
Yeah, he'll be disappointed with that. I'm not saying it was a bad header, but he would have wanted to have put that away.
He got in between the two defenders, didn't he?
Yeah, he was up miles above them, and he would have wanted to have put that away.
Do you think not risking Elijah from the start was the wrong wrong decision, or do you think it's different? No. Get him on for 20 minutes at the beginning, see what an impact he makes.
I don't know. I mean, he clearly isn't up to the level where he could play a lot. To me, if you're going to play him against someone, play him against defenders that have been sort of working for 60, 70 minutes already. Because I think up against fresh defenders, he probably wouldn't have got as much of an influence on the game.
I'd like to see him start again as soon as he's physically able to.
If he's sort of up to 80% Friday, then I want him on that first
he'll
team.
Be starting.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that we've missed him. And do you know what? We didn't do too badly in the first half hour. We had a couple of chances. Mm-hmm. I think we rode our luck at times. Kaminski made a couple of, I think, I'm not even going to call them brilliant saves. They were just expected saves.
Yeah, expected saves. Yeah, routine saves.
Routine.
Yeah.
And so you still get in there and you're thinking, well, we can do this. We can do this. And then what happens? We let them in one. And my heart went, because at that point I'm thinking there's no way we're getting back in this, Steve.
The heads and shoulders sort of took a slump almost straight away.
I don't even know how to describe the goal. See, you're as bad as the other week.
Avoidable, yeah. I mean,
avoidable. Yeah. How is it avoidable? What would we do differently there?
I don't know. I just, you know, because was it that where what? No, that was, I've seen a different time where Osho got done.
Yeah, hang on.
No, the goal was straight off the Morris's header, wasn't it?
Yeah, and actually straight down the other end.
To be fair, and I think this is a little bit. You could say you make your own luck, and or you don't believe in luck. But this is the first time Chan and Kuna have played together since Christmas.
Right.
And it happens to be against us. It's a bit like Hoyland for Man United. He was on such a run, scored that Chelsea goal, out for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah,
It just seems, how's your luck? Mm. And Gary O'Neill said in his interview after the game that in the last, since Christmas, they wouldn't have scored a goal like that because they haven't got the out ball. They haven't got Chan or Kuna. Yeah. So when Morris had the header, Goldie looks up, quick ball up the pitch. He said, in the previous weeks, we wouldn't have scored a goal like that. How's your luck? Mm. But Burke did all right. Burke did all right. He defended it. It fell into the middle of the park.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Kuna gets hold of it. Back out to Chan. And it's a deflection. Mm. At the end of the day, it's a deflection.
Yeah.
And again, how's your luck?
Yeah, because there's nothing Mengi can do. He was sort of closing him down, wasn't he? But yeah, because... The shot was going to go straight to where Kaminski was, and it just sort of spun away from him.
It spun away. It isn't his fault, but went through Hashi's legs.
Do you feel a bit punch drunk though with regards to the amount of deflected goals or soft goals?
Soft goals.
Yeah, you sort of think, oh Christ, another one.
Well, if you think about it, after that goal, didn't they score from a corner? Did they not score from a short corner? Did they not have a big chance from a short corner?
Don't know.
We haven't been able to defend short corners at all. I think in the Premier League, we've conceded most from them out of all the other clubs.
What? Where they've taken a quick one?
A quick short corner.
We're not ready.
Why can't we defend them? What is wrong? I mean, I know our defence has been in shatters because of injuries and things, but... Surely you should be on your toes. Somewhere in there, someone's got to pick
it
up.
Or is it a bit of football now where you just get a player and go and stand within 10 yards so they can't take it until you get ushered back and you let your defenders get set?
It just seems that maybe a couple of them have taken an opportunity just to take quick breath and you can't.
Not in this division.
No.
Not in this. It's really quick. I mean, do we have to talk about the second goal? Well, we do, really.
Yeah.
I think defence-wise... I think we let ourselves down a little bit. It just looked a bit disorganised at times. Am I right? Is that too harsh, saying a bit disorganised?
No, it's not harsh at all. I mean, we've spoke about Kabore during the season and, sort of switching off sort of at the far post and stuff like that. I know Hash has had a tough start on that, but the way he defended that cross was straight out of Trent Alexander-Arnold's book of defending. I'm sorry, there is no excuse for that feeble... It wasn't even a challenge. He sort of just put his hand...
Well, he didn't get in front of him, did he?
No. But to me, I'm sorry, I don't care what the level is, that was shocking defending. You know, you saw how Burke...
Oh, Burke went
Burke was
nuts.
Furious at him. You know, that was just...
Oh, Steve, if my under-16s did that on a Saturday morning, I'd be ripping into him at under-16s level.
You know, the very least you do is get in the way, get goal side of them. He done absolutely nothing and just watched him. And there's no excuse, whatever the circumstances, for that.
Well, that's an ergo, isn't it, for you? There is no excuse. I was going to say, could you not say that their attacker... managed to get in front of him first and make that position.
He didn't have to do anything to get there. He literally just went towards the ball.
And, it was a free header.
Yeah.
And at that, it's 2-0, and you think, that's it, we're done. We're literally done.
Mm.
Rob makes a couple of changes. Elijah comes on. Corley comes on. And, you know, there was a couple of times where Corley saves the show. I think, I thought he looked a bit... Is it fair to call our team leggy and
knackered? No, it isn't, because they've worked so hard. I mean, and... I think Cawley's got that running style. You know,
it's Doughty-esque, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not sort of like a natural, free-flowing sort of running style. You know, he was putting the effort in, but he made a couple of great defensive
He ran two-thirds of the length of the pitch and got back and stopped them, didn't he?
Yeah.
On one of them.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Captain Morris and his size 16s. It's a goal you couldn't have scored, Darren. We've already said that earlier tonight. But they thought that from the cross, at Doughty's cross, they thought, no bother. Corley's literally mugged this up. And it's fortunately he passed it. Obviously, he didn't shoot, did he? He passed it.
It was one of the most sublime 1-2s I've seen in the history of world football.
And for Doughty to keep himself onside in that situation is remarkable.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good point, actually. I didn't think about that at the time. I was just thinking, get the ball back over. Burke gets up for the head.
Yeah, done well.
You know, so, you know.
Because as it goes to Burke as well, you see Morris is about to start jumping for it. And you see he stops himself, turns round. I don't know if he's got a call from Burke. If he did, then that was brilliant. But, yeah, and it was a really good, because they were quite close together. That was a really lovely cushioned header by Burke.
And for me, a decent finish and gives us a bit of hope.
It was a great finish. I mean, because he hit the ball quite high. And
he was completely off the ground when he caught it, didn't he?
And it wasn't intentional, but it was a big dirty toe punt. it really was, because that was obviously, he just wanted to get a connection on it as quick as he could, because he sort of hobbled a little bit back to the centre circle. But, you know, if you're going to toe punt it, then...
It's a goal-scoring poacher's goal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to see it go in, and you know, there you get a bit of hope. Obviously, at this point, then Corley and Luke Berry come on the pitch, and Luke Berry had another good chance of getting a goal. You know, like you said, Darren, where's your luck?
Yeah, and actually, right at the end there, it's going to fall to anyone, but you're well happy for it to fall to Berry, aren't you?
Just thinking exactly that, Darren. That is, he would have been one of the first people I've wanted in that position. I mean, I think the defender was giving him a bit of physical tension, so he didn't have a clear, you know, uninterrupted sort of strike at it. But again, he caught it clean, didn't it? And it went pretty much straight to the keeper.
Yeah, it's almost, if he'd caught it bad... Yeah. Might have been good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, stats wise, Wolves 58%, 13 shots. We had 9 shots. We had more shots on target than them, which is beyond my thought. And I was just gutted. I was just so gutted, because I generally thought we could have got at least a point out of that game.
Yeah, I think we needed to.
I mean, we've only just won one of our last 14 games in the Premier League. Just one. No side's won fewer games in the top 4 tiers. Sad.
It is sad, but we're still there. We're still there, because Forrest equally is inept.
Oh, dear. Well, listen, we're going to talk about those in a minute. I mean, Cotton Morris in double figures. Just in front of Elijah, is he?
Elijah's on 9.
9, I think he said. Yeah.
And Morris on 10. And then there's a few of them on 5. There's Barkley, Chong, and one other, I think.
Well, I said there's a number of strikers over the years that have played regularly in the Premiership that don't get double figures every year.
Well, I remember a season when John Taylor didn't score one goal.
Yes.
Our centre forward, yeah.
Hatter's Heritage pointed out that Colton Morris is the only second Hatter to score home and away in the same top flight season against Wolves. Paul Walsh being the other one in 83-84. It's just a bit... Well, I don't want to say anything more. You know, on to the next one. We've got three to go.
Yeah.
I did put a thing out on X saying, you know, anybody would have bitten your hand off at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Three games to go. We're still in with the shout. We're not relegated. Can we do it? Firstly, let's talk about Everton. We've got Everton at home. Everton are on the beach, hopefully, but they're not, are they? Because they've lost to us twice. They don't want to lose to us the third time, do they?
Again, how's your luck? You're playing Everton 3-4 weeks ago. You fancy it. They are playing. They beat Liverpool, playing great football. They're back at it. How's your luck? Calvert-Lewin ill at the weekend. He'll be back Friday.
No. They will be on the beach. And I think it will take a couple of percent off. And I think that, you know, everyone wants Forest to go down. Yeah. Even some Forest fans want them to go down because they're so classless. So, no, it's still up to us.
Well, the problem we have is we still don't know yet. And I think they should announce it before Friday's fixture starts.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what they're going to do about this independent panel review. And if they get points back, then what was the whole point? What was the point of a deduction in the first place?
Just complete nonsense. If they get anything back after the way they've behaved, then it just sums up the inept Premier League.
It just says you can do whatever you want because I know we spoke about it before, but you get 2 points off for being good boys, you know, good behaviour.
Yeah.
And then they've gone against that. If they give them points again, they go, there's no backbone to it.
No, that's right. They've bought in the integrity of the game. You know, they've had a go at officials. You know, if they get any points back, it'll be an absolute scandal. But I bet you they do.
If Forest stay up, they have literally cheated and bullied their way into staying up.
Mm.
But then again, you know, Leicester coming back up, they've got an immediate points deduction. Over them, and it's just
and Sheffield United have Sheffield as well United with the championship.
In the championship, they start on -2.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know.
Well, if they cooperate, they might get them back.
But you see, this is the issue. So, my question to you two is, and I know you're going to say yes. Can we?
I was never going to say yes to you, Dave.
Can I have a fiver? I was going to say, but it's not even a lot of money, is it? Can we get the result against Everton?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we've been saying it for a month now, it's now.
But if Everton, we don't win Everton, we can just kiss it goodbye, Darren.
Yeah, I think so.
No,
I
mean, it depends what Forest do then.
The problem is, this weekend was the one where we're looking at a fixture where we thought we could get points and then Forest are playing City and you go, okay, well, if we get points, they won't.
Mm.
If we don't get points Friday, you know Forest are getting points on Saturday because Sheffield United are appalling.
Ah, but they'll be able to play with a freedom.
The
shackles will be off.
Well, I guess it's the different thing, isn't it, Steve? So they might be on the beach, but there'll be, as I said to you earlier, there'll be lads there going, right, I want to play for a place in this championship lineup. Mm-hmm. They're going to fancy they're going to be up there next season. They want to be part of it. Pereira and Diaz might be trying to get a contract there. So actually, there's no stress on them now. What's done is done.
Yeah.
Go out there and play for individually for your futures. Mm. Who knows? We've seen weirder things, but...
Exactly. But if we win Friday, it puts an amount of pressure on them.
Yes.
Well, that was my next point. Having the game earlier and securing those 3 points is a big, big thing.
Yes, it is.
And then they know, we expect to go to Sheffield United. They've been crap all season.
Mm.
And to be fair...
Well, let's hope they do go there with that attitude, because that is when you do come unstuck.
Well, fans will. Fans
Sheffield
will
United do score goals.
Mm.
They do score.
They just concede loads.
But then Forest don't particularly score loads. So who knows? And if Forest were to drop points against them, and then they've got Chelsea after that, and then Burnley.
Well, it depends what Chelsea turns up.
Well, exactly.
Mm. I mean, but I say Burnley are on form. I can see them sneaking past.
I don't know, lads.
Well, they've got to play Newcastle and Tottenham.
Yeah, Burnley are playing all right, but actually, if you look at it, they're drawing a lot of games. They're playing well, but can they go to a Newcastle?
So if they lose at Newcastle, then I can't see them doing it, Stone. I just can't. I think it's between us and Forest.
We have got to find a way to win on Friday, and then the rest will sort itself out.
Yeah.
So, do you want to do a score prediction? No, I'm not doing one.
1-0
1-0 Luton.
I think it'd be a score draw against Everton.
You could just leave the room now.
Look, I just don't bring your shoe size. Look, I will. I'll bring it up.
Look, you don't have to worry. Everything I've said about football so over the last few weeks.
Yeah. If I'm saying doesn't count. True. Darren, if I'm saying on the next podcast, how's your luck, Darren? Because of that statement, I'm going to get Jacob to clip it.
Two all. Desmond. Well,
I generally think. Not Desmond. I generally think we've got a chance. I mean. Look, Everton don't want to lose to us three times in the season. They'll have a point to prove. We're live on Sky. We've got a point to prove. It's under the lights.
They will want Forest to go down.
Yeah, so yeah. They could just not turn up.
Exactly.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Well, let's get Daishi wearing a suit again. Because that's it, isn't it? Since he's worn this tracksuit.
Or playing centre-back.
We ask you guys, with three games to go, can we make the great escape? MDF says it's a big shout. Now there are three games, but it's possible. Main thing is that we have Elijah back, and that could be crucial. Hoping we can, but expecting us to fall short. But I still believe. He's got a point. Stephen, looking really tough now. Got to believe that Forest will get at least 4 points and possibly six, because they might get their two back. It's possible with Elijah back, but dear me, the lads need to find their old form. Keith said it's not over until it's over. We have to have belief and faith in the team. Any nerves or negativity on the terraces could have an adverse effect on the pitch. Get that. Kevin, it's very difficult to see us winning three matches in a row because we haven't done it all season, really, have we? And if Forest gets points back, then it may be what we'll have to do to survive. Let's just win on Friday and go from there. One game at a time. A good old football cliche. Yeah, Brian's just said it in one sentence. I'm going to say yes, but it depends on the decision of the Forest appeal. Forest appeal should have been done by now.
Of course it should.
Yeah. It should have been done.
Yeah.
Andy, we have two massive games at home. If the lads can muster the energy and drive, then potentially we can survive. Seeing Elijah on Saturday raise some hope with his cameo, and he can inject some much-needed energy up to the top of the pitch. Phil, big yes from him. It's going to be tough. I think we'll need at least seven points. And our only option is to play two out and out strikers and regain our intensity in midfield and just defend better. I might be delusional, but it's not over till it's over. No. You know, Phil, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, go for it, Phil.
Yeah. And Ed, yes, but more urgency and less silly mistakes are a must. Hopefully Eli and others bring back the spark that we need. I mean, it's quite important, isn't it, on Friday night to just get an early start, get an early goal. Get the crowd behind us. Get all those, you know, come up, get yourself some beers or whatever you need to do to get yourself in that song. Let's make Kenilworth Road a bit like it was when we played Watford and when we played Sunderland.
Yeah, it's strange though. Sometimes an injustice can really get the fans going as well. But I don't want it to be an injustice, like a sending off or something. But, you know, when you feel like it's going against you, I think that's when we can dig in. But we've got to have a fast start.
Is this game surely is as big as... You know, as we were leading up to the end of last season when we were getting to that playoff position and we got to the playoff semi-finals. It's as big as that, right? Because this could really set us up forever if we stay up.
Yeah.
And you're right, Dave. We were sitting here just a moment ago saying they're all must wins. But it is that big now, isn't it? We know even the draw isn't going to be
big
enough.
We've been saying this for 5 or 6 weeks, but it really is.
It really is now.
It really is.
We haven't won three on the bounce at all this season. We haven't.
Nice time to do it then.
Why can't it be us now?
You'd like to think at some stage something's going to happen, and it needs to happen, and it has to happen this Friday. I think if you go and win it, I don't know, West Ham away, they're all over the place, aren't they, West Ham? Well, I'm trying to find a positive here, lads.
Yeah, Darren, don't do it. No, say, don't worry about the other games. Just say that just this one with Everton, you know, it's an important game. We're capable of winning it. If we can play well and win it with some real intensity, then I think that will give the players so much more mojo back as well. Then they'll have a cracking week's training thinking, right, we've just done that. We know we've still got it. So I think a good performance tonight sets them up for the remaining games.
I hate to say this, but if Everton get on top quite early and we're chasing the game...
I don't think there'll be any sort of ill voices. I think we'll just get behind them more.
I think we will, but ultimately it's got to come from the pitch as well. And I think we all said, look at the body language. the players, the shoulders are dropping. The second one goes in, the Wolves second one goes in, and you could see them drop, yep. couldn't you?
Yeah.
So the players, even if they're starting to not believe, they can't show it.
No, no. But you can understand, I think they've really been through it. It's been a real tough time. But yeah, I mean, we're so near the end now. Just go for it. You know, we've gone for it all season. Just balls out and go for it.
As much as we moan about the Premier League, it'd be nice to stay in it, wouldn't it? Let's be fair.
Only because of the money.
Well, do you know, I've had a really good season. I've really enjoyed it. I think it's gone.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. I think it's gone real quick.
It's gone really quick.
Really quick. And, you know, sometimes there is no pressure when you're not playing a game, is there? You know, that sort of thing. I've probably watched Premier League football more than I've ever watched it, not just with Luton Town, but other games, because I've suddenly become interested in what's going on.
Yeah.
If we get relegated, I probably won't watch it.
No.
Which is a bit of a weird one, isn't it? But, yeah. Well, look, Friday will tell. It's not long to go now. By the way, boys, no bingo results today, so well done.
No, that's good.
Tried my best.
Yeah, that's right. No one's been mentioned, although Keith is... I don't think he's... The Keith.
All right, there, you just
it's just a random Keith.
It's a random Keith, but you should ask Keith, your friend Keith. I think we've said enough tonight. I think, you know, there's not much more to say. We will get a podcast out directly after the Everton game if we can. Mm-hmm. I say directly, not the same evening, because it could be quite late, isn't it?
Yeah.
There will be one out for bank holiday weekend. Before I go, though, a couple of people who said hello to me at Molyneux. I want to say hello to Ian, who said he loves the show, Steve.
Good lad.
And he loves you as well.
Really?
No, he didn't say that. I just embellished that.
What's the matter with the guy?
No, he says love watching. Thanks for listening, Ian. And hello to Gideon. We've mentioned him already, but he said hello to me the last 3 weeks and I haven't said anything to him on the air. So it's only because I forget, you know, that's what it is. If you're watching on YouTube, please leave some comments. Leave like and subscribe if you haven't already. We're on Spotify, iTunes, all those other places. If you can subscribe, it does help us out. We'll be back soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Come on, the town.